Hi FM, your station of choice since 2008.
You know him as Howie. He has played with orangutans in the jungles of Borneo. He has made toasted cheese on the sides of volcanic mountains. Here we call him Howie. And good morning, Howard Saxton. How are you?
I'm feeling like all I do is just eat and see animals.
Oh, you've been on Facebook. You've been watching the recipes.
I am reliving all my past experiences on virtual tours around the world.
Yeah, you're in lockdown at the moment, right? You're in isolation.
I'm in a little isolation for the next few days.
Yeah.
Just to see if my exposure turns into anything serious or if I can continue to move between my bedroom and my spare room.
Okay, well, let's hope that nothing serious develops. You've obviously been following the story about what's happening with the Bethlehem, the complaints of monopoly, of this excessive pricing to manufacturers. Ultimately, it leaves the community in a lose-lose situation. We're either paying exorbitant prices for kosher goods, or there are manufacturers who are saying, you know, it's actually not worth our while. We can't sustain the 600-700% price increase of the Beth Din certification fees that they received in September, and many considering actually dropping kosher, dropping their certification. What's your thought, Howard Saxton?
So, Kathy, I actually want to take a step back and I want to talk about our community.
Yes.
Because, you know, earlier this year, what about 6-7 months ago, the Kaplan Center released their report into the community.
Yes.
And one of the key findings was there are only about 52,000 of us in South Africa. And we're behaving as if nothing's changed. You know, when we were at our peak at 120,000 Jews in South Africa, we could afford massive institutions. We could afford a really vibrant community with competing organizations, with an entire plethora of things. Now that we're 52,000, we have to recognize and understand we're a much smaller community, and that means we have to take action. Now, the problem with the lack of leadership in our community is no one has bothered to say, well, hold on, a piece of research at enormous cost was done about us. Let's look at this research and let's talk about how we change, how do we restructure our community in a way that we create a vibrant, alive community for 52,000 people. And part of that question is, well, how many full-time dayanim do we need on the Beth Din for a community that's only 52,000? Do we need any at all? What should a kosher department look like and what should it be certifying? How many community newspapers do we need? Do we need a board of deputies and a Zionist Federation and a Union of Jewish Women and a VITSO and a Jewish Women's Benevolent Society and a JNS and an Israel Center? No one is looking at our community as a whole and saying, why, if we could start this from scratch, if we started with a blank piece of paper, how would we design a perfect community for 52,000 people?
That's interesting.
And so I want to start at that point.
Yeah.
Because that's the moment where we're in. We know we have a funding crisis in our community. We know, number one, that many of the people with large wealth have left the community, that we can't afford many of our institutions today, yet we're doing nothing about it. We know that many of our communal organizations have credibility crises, that no one wants to give them money because they've lost the trust of the community itself, and yet we're not making any fundamental changes.
That is true. That is absolutely true. You know, I was saying earlier is that, you know, when you've got one kashrut department, there's no, and this is something that I've heard from companies that have been speaking to me over the last few days, is that there's no choice. You don't have a choice. If you are based in Johannesburg, your head office is in Johannesburg, you can't sign up with the Cape Beth Din. You have to go with the Johannesburg Beth Din. So if there's conflict, a lot of companies saying, you know what, it's just not worth it. We're not going to be kosher anymore. Some taking it abroad, some signing up with Kosher Montreal. You know, that even at 12.58 to the rand, they're still coming in 40% cheaper than the local kashrut fees. the certification fees. And interesting SMS coming through from Martin. Thanks so much, Martin. He says, South Africa's jury is famous for being united with one Beth Din. Pity to propose dividing the community. Unity is strength. I think we need to, Martin, look at the dangers of subscribing to a specific narrative. While we are united in many ways, we also need to be adaptable, and we need to do what the times call for. And having the discussion is a starting point. What do you think, Howard?
Kathy, I must say I agree with you. We can throw out these slogans with one Beth Din, we're united. Well, the question we have to ask, are they serving the community? And let's start fundamentally. And to be quite honest, I think we have to face up to the fact that the Beth Din itself in South Africa has a credibility issue with the Jewish community.
Why do you think that is?
And you only have to go and you have to ask people who have either been through a conversion process or getting a get from the Beth Din and said, how do you believe you were serviced? Because they are a service provider to our community. They're not a court on high. They're not godly. They are a service provider to our community. So go ask people who have gone to get something from the Beth Din, a get from the Beth Din. And I can tell you, I have no personal experience in this, but I can tell you the stories that people tell me of the way they were treated, horrendous. Absolutely horrendous. You can't find people who've had good experiences with the institution. And therefore we have to say, well, hold on. Are you actually fulfilling your role to the community? Are you servicing the community in the most appropriate manner that people would want to support you? So that's question number one. Question number two is the kosher department of the UOS has to answer a fundamental question. Are you a service provider to our community or are you a business? If you're a business, if you're a money-making business, well, then there must be competition. If you're charging people, as I heard earlier this morning, 150,000, 180,000 to get things like Schmaltz certified for Pesach, how much exposed to us as your community, as the people who fund and support you, I want to see your full financials. I want to see your audited financials. I want to see where you're making money. I want to know where you're spending it. And are you using this as a cash cow to fund something else? Maybe a dinosaur institution that doesn't really require so much funding. But are we pushing up the prices of kosher food in this country to such an extent that the community is suffering and that people who want to keep kosher are finding it increasingly difficult to keep kosher? And I want to use one personal experience that I had, Kathy, and it goes back a few years.
Sure.
But I'm a tequila drinker. I was a big fan of Patron tequila, and suddenly Patron, which was kosher, suddenly was no longer kosher. And I call up the Beth Din and I say, please, can you explain to me what has changed that this imported tequila into South Africa, Patron, is no longer kosher and you have now certified a much cheaper, much inferior product as kosher, but what's wrong with Patron? And they said, well, we have no knowledge of Patron anymore about the Heksher. So I said, well, it's quite important to me. I call up Mexico to the manufacturers of Patron, and I say, I don't know if you know what this is. There's something called the Heksher. It's issued by a kosher department of a Beth Din. They say, of course, can we send you a copy of our Heksher? So they send it to me. I provide it to the kosher department. Say, here is the Heksher. Please recertify it. It was kosher last week. It's not kosher this week. There's no change in the Heksher whatsoever. Please recertify it. And they say, no, they haven't paid us the certification fee.
So the payment has nothing to do, the one thing has nothing to do with the other, but they won't certify it unless it's paid.
Yeah. I mean, think of the logic of this. If you go to gin, for example, and I investigated it for Jewish Achiever Awards, we needed to provide kosher gin. So any non-flavored imported gin into South Africa is kosher. But local non-flavored gins are not kosher. Now go to the UK Beth Din equivalent, and any imported gin into the UK that's non-flavored is kosher. Same in America.
So that means...
If you manufacture in South Africa, South African non-flavored gins are kosher in America and are kosher in the UK, but they're not kosher in South Africa. Can you explain the logic there to me?
But there's a lot, and maybe that's the whole point, is, and that's something that we should take note of as a community, is that there are many products that are kosher. Because they don't have a heksher doesn't make them not kosher. You know, you gave the example of the Patron, but there's another one. Let me just think who it is. They do a honey liqueur, Jack Daniels. They do a honey liqueur, which everywhere else in the world is kosher. But in South Africa, it's not kosher. It doesn't have the heksher.
So I think it comes down to issues of service.
Yeah.
And the issues of priority. You know, Kathy, you run a community radio station. You understand what it takes to service this community. You're not retiring on the proceeds of Chai FM. Let's be serious about this. You're providing an unbelievable service to the community, and it takes a huge amount of effort.
Yeah.
And every single Jewish organization has to say, it's not about me. It's not about our ego. If we decided to get involved in this because of our sheer insanity, if we decided to give of our time and our energy and our efforts to help our community be a better community, to create a better Jewish life for ourselves in South Africa, are we in fact fulfilling that mission and this role, or are we running a business? And if we're running a business, we need competition here. And if it is true that the kosher department in Johannesburg has gone to Cape Town and told them to refrain from certifying products in South Africa, if they've gone to Montreal or the Canadians or anyone else and said to them, do not certify South African products, one has to question whether in fact they are in breach of South African competition law. And if they are, they have to face the full might of the law in this country. We are not a law unto ourselves.
All right. Unsigned says, hi, the interview on Chai FM about the Beth Din is nothing more than a Chilul Hashem. That means desecration of God's name. As there are so many non-Jews that are listening, you are causing anti-Semitism. I'm not sure that us talking about our problems is causing anti-Semitism.
You know, I want to talk about that attitude, because that's the exact attitude that destroys our community. That's this, no matter one problem, don't fix the problem. Hide everything under the carpet. That's the best way to have no problems at all. So we don't address woman abuse in our society. We don't address gender-based violence in our society. We don't address any of the problems because it's all Chilul Hashem. Well, I'm terribly sorry to that listener. That is a devastating indictment upon yourself, upon the sort of society you want to live in. And that's not the society and it's not the community I want to live in. I want to create a better and perfect Jewish community for all of us. And so should you.
Yeah. Evelyn seems to agree with you. She says, thank you, Howard. Exactly my thoughts about what you were talking about. Michael says, it's time to trim the top if the community has shrunk. And yeah, if you can weigh in on the discussion with Howard Saxteen, 34519, that's the SMS line. Those SMSs are charged at 1 rand 50. You can also send us a telegram on 061-895-1019. Coming up just after 8:30 is, I'm going to be speaking to Rabbi Dovi Goldstein from he's the managing director of the Kashrut department at the UOS. Okay, so Howard, anything you want to say that's, you know, you haven't been controversial at all this morning. So anything that you'd like to say?
Well, Kathy, you've stirred the hornet's nest over the last few days, but we have to get this right. Yeah. You know, we fudged the kosher chickens thing, and we didn't get to the bottom of anything, and the price of kosher chickens did not go down. The price of kosher meat is ridiculous. The price of kashrut in South Africa is unacceptable and unaffordable to many thousands and tens of thousands of people who want to keep kosher in South Africa. And it is the responsibility of leadership in this country to serve our community and make sure that these things are affordable. That's their job.
Yeah.
It's not to create stamps on things. It's to provide a community with access to kosher products at a reasonable price.
Unsigned weighing in says, if something is kosher certified by other Beth Dins around the world, why do we need our Beth Din to certify it? And I think that that's a valid question.
Absolutely.
Anyhow, Howie Saxteen, that is where we leave it. Thank you so much. And, yeah, you'll be speaking to me again next week.
Looking forward to it.
All right, take care.
Cheers.
Cheers. Bye-bye. That's Howard Saxteen. You can continue weighing in your thoughts.